An area of low pressure will move off to the northeast of Cape Cod today, bringing improving conditions as we head through the afternoon. With low-level moisture lingering early, there may be some scattered to isolated showers or patchy drizzle before clearing skies take hold from west to east heading through the afternoon hours. Temperatures will fall far short of normal for the day, but will warm up nicely in the coming days. Wednesday and Thursday look gorgeous with ample sunshine and temperatures near normal. Unfortunately, the weekend isn't looking as nice with an active period of weather shaping up with several rounds of showers and thunderstorms moving through the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the Central Rockies into the Central High Plains region. A few marginally severe storms will be possible this afternoon from the Central Rockies into the Central High Plains. Otherwise, scattered thunderstorms will occur from the southeast states into much of the Rockies and Pacific Northwest. The upper pattern will change little today with a Rex block near the U.S. west coast and a broad synoptic trough from the northern plains into the eastern states. A low-amplitude upper ridge will persist over the southwestern U.S., and a surface quasi-stationary front will reside from the Carolinas through the southeast states and Texas. Taking a look at potential tropical activity for today, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says, for the northern Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Franklin. It's expected to move across the Yucatan Peninsula today and into the Bay of Campeche this evening or tonight. Rainfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches with isolated amounts of around 12 inches are possible across the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and Belize through Wednesday, with the highest amounts over the Mexican state of Quintana Roo. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods. There's also an elongated area of low pressure located about 1,000 miles east of the Lesser Antilles that continues to produce disorganized showers and thunderstorms. An unfavorable environment should limit development of this system during the next few days, but some development is possible by the weekend. The system is expected to move generally west-northwestern across the tropical Atlantic at about 15 miles an hour during the next several days. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees and a northwest breeze around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, a chance of rain early, then a chance of thunderstorms and showers this afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high near 75, a northeast wind around 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, it'll be mostly cloudy but gradually become sunny, a high near 75 degrees with a light northwesterly wind. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 95 set in 1983. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 46 set in 1948. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 8th. A sunrise at 5:54 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:07 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Becoming partly sunny today, some patchy drizzle possible early, then highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming partly sunny today, some patchy drizzle possible early. It'll be a little warmer with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quite cool with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, becoming partly sunny today. A few scattered showers possible, highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, becoming partly sunny today. Scattered showers possible, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, sunny and nice with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. Mostly sunny Thursday, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Friday, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms for Sunday, highs also in the mid-70s to near 80. And partly sunny with just a chance of showers on Monday, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.